Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here, back here on Darren and Donick, and let's head over to Belmont's campus. Let's talk to Michael Benkert.
I don't think he's on campus.
No, you're right. He's not on campus.
If they went home, they've got a very fast transportation system.
That'll be kind of silly, right, to go home and then go right back and play tomorrow. Michael, how you doing today?
Hey, thank you guys for having me. I'm doing well.
I knew you were going to win. Did you know you were going to win?
That's the mindset we had coming into the game.
So take us through it. You lived it. You went through it last night. Nice win over Temple. You beat them 81-70. Kind of take us through the game. You guys were up six of the half. What was the mentality, the flow through the 40 minutes from start to finish?
Yeah, I mean, just like any basketball game, both teams kind of went on some runs. We had them up at halftime, and then in the second half, they went on a little run, and we weathered that pretty well. And I think that Kevin, Nick, Dylan, all of us, we just had in our mindset that we got a second chance with the committee putting us in to prove something. And I think we went out there and we proved something.
What was your reaction? Give us your honest take. You're sitting there on Sunday. I mean, I'll tell you exactly what I told your AD on Monday. Just being honest, I didn't think you guys were going to get an at-large bid. I wanted to be wrong, but I just didn't feel like they were going to do the right thing and put you guys in. What were you thinking at the time? Luckily, you got to find out right away, right? That was cool that it was quick and you didn't have to sit there and wait the whole time. But what were you thinking, Michael, before the show started?
Yeah, I totally agree. I honestly did not think we were going to get in, and especially not that early. So I was kind of just like dazed. And then when I saw Belmont pop up, it kind of took me a second to react. And then, you know, you saw the video. We all just went crazy. We were all in disbelief. It was one of the most amazing feelings I've ever felt.
Yeah, so once you come down from that euphoric high and everybody is now that the reality has set in, you're going to be playing in Dayton and playing last night against Temple. What was that like to settle in? This is, you know, Sunday late afternoon, early evening, and now you've got to prepare for an NCAA tournament game. What was that process like?
It was a quick turnaround, but I think with all of our guys, and like I said before, with the committee putting us in, we knew that we had to just buckle down and get to work because they put us in and we had to prove something.
I like that. So what does it say about this team? Because, I mean, you know, Dylan Windler gets a lot of pub. People talk about him a lot. And he only attempted seven shots last night. He had 5 points, and yet you guys come away with a double-digit win. What does that say about your team that, you guys have got talent – Windler gets a lot of pub. He wasn't at his best, and yet you guys cruised an 11-point win.
Well, it just shows that it's amazing what can be accomplished when no one matters who gets the credit. I mean, some games Dylan is off, and like last night, Kevin played an amazing game,
yep.
And sometimes it's the other way around. Dylan goes off, Kevin doesn't have a game. So, I mean, just like I said before, man, it doesn't matter who gets the credit.
You had three big threes last night. Michael Benkert on the line with us. What about your journey, Michael? What has this been like for you to get to this point?
Honestly, it's been a dream come true. Just coming to Belmont, I knew I wanted to be here just because of the program and the way they held themselves up. And just being here after 4 years, it's unbelievable. I don't even know what to say.
Michael Benkert is with us. Well, let's go through a couple of things, Michael. I'm curious because you're from the state of Indiana. We've known about Belmont now for a good while, watch Coach Bird build the program. But where did you start learning about Belmont? Where did they get on your radar? Did you know much about them before they started recruiting you?
I honestly did not. I didn't know too much about them until my senior year of high school when I got a letters from them in the mail. And then that's when I started being in contact with their coaches and stuff. But before that, I really did not know about Belmont.
Interesting. And you have an interesting journey to where you are now on the team. You redshirted your first year. You've battled for playing time. You've had to sort of wait your turn to get up into the lineup and play a key role here. And so I'm sure there were some days in the past where you had to really – your perseverance was tested.
It was. But, I mean, playing this game, I love it, and I have fun. So, I mean, when I'm not having fun or love it anymore, that's when I know that I need to hang up the shoes. But as of right now, that's not going to be for a while.
Well, that's the good thing. So Michael, last night, and you guys, as you said, it was a game of runs. You guys got off to a really nice start. Temple comes back. You guys jump back into the lead. All of a sudden, they've got a 5-point lead about midway through the second half, and you guys really finished solidly there. So what was the key turning point for you as you go through that whole process? Did you just feel like you had another run in you?
I would totally agree. I just, when they had that run, we knew that if we would just stick to our game plan and just listen to Coach Bird, we would get the job done. And as you can see, we did.
Down the stretch, I thought you guys did a really good job when you had the lead of taking care of the ball, getting it to the right free throw shooters, making your free throws, and making good decisions. Because those games, as you've watched, I'm sure, growing up, you watch the tournament, you see some zany finishes. So those late-game possessions, situational play, so important.
So important. I mean, just through that stretch, we had the clock on our side. So if we just had to manage that right, and we just got the job done.
So, Michael, are you guys in Jacksonville yet, or are you about to hit a plane here? What's the schedule today?
Last night, right after the game, we took a plane to Jacksonville at 2 a.m. We got here about 4 a.m., so we're already rolling.
Yeah, I'm sure there wasn't a whole lot of sleep on the plane. I would imagine you guys were probably pretty wired, weren't you?
Yeah, very, very few. Once we got to the hotel, I know for a fact everyone passed out.
So that's good. I'm sure Coach Bird was glad to see that, to get some rest here. So have you begun to scout the Maryland Terrapins yet, or is that on the agenda for today?
That's on the agenda today. We had just, right before I called, we just ate breakfast, a little late breakfast, and then now we're just waiting to see what the rest of the day has in the schedule, so...
Michael, we'll be paying close attention tomorrow afternoon down in Jacksonville, Florida. It's going to be a lot of fun. Go get them. Keep this fun ride going, and we'll hopefully get to talk to you again down the road.
Will do. Appreciate all the support.